Dr. Richard Goldberg is a key clinical investigator for the Cancer and Leukemia Group B research efforts in colorectal cancer, and in a recent conversation, we discussed the management of patients with this disease and new investigational questions that are being asked in the next generation of cooperative group trials. To put this discussion in a clinical context, we began by focusing on a common clinical situation faced by many surgeons. Here's the scenario. You've got a youngish patient, maybe 60 or something, who's just completed adjuvant FOLFOX for stage 3 colon cancer. And I want to start at that point and move forward. This is a person who's fully functional, healthy, intelligent, you know, a couple teenage kids on the internet, knows what's going on. Maybe 5 positive nodes, okay? Mm-hmm. So the first question I have is, what would a typical patient kind of be feeling like at that point as they get started on the post-chemotherapy road, having had FOLFOX's adjuvant therapy? In general, what kind of condition would you say these people are in at that point?
Well, I think they're ready to be done. Most of the time, 6 months of chemo beats people up. Even just the imposition on their time of 2 days out of every 14 days spent in the doctor's office. And most of them will have not had a lot of GI toxicity, but they'll have had some. Most of them will have some neurotoxicity, and they're getting irritated by the neuropathy. And they'll just be physically worn down because it isn't just the 6 months of chemo. It's the diagnosis and then the 2 weeks between diagnosis and surgery and then the week in the hospital and then the 4 weeks of recovery. And so it ends up being a 9-month ordeal.
I mean, not to mention the psychological stress.
Right, right. And then, you know, 5 positive nodes. If they're on the internet, they're going to Adjuvant Online or to the Mayo Clinic site and they're seeing that their odds of recurrence are pretty high. And then, you know, I think people have the mixed feeling of saying, okay, well, it's a relief to be done with the treatment, but now I'm not doing anything active to fight my cancer. I'm just in this waiting game. Am I going to make it or not?
Right. I want to talk a little bit about that, but I'm curious, they don't have much GI toxicity in terms of nausea and vomiting compared to the typical kind of chemo, Adriamycin, et cetera. What about hair loss?
Most people don't lose their hair with FOLFOX. Some will get some thinning, so their physical appearance isn't that much different. Although, you know, if they're on the intergroup trial on a 147 or getting cetuximab, then they've got that skin toxicity to deal with.